sit in your outer room. Gesundheit, sit there with all your kelim. V'nevata l'hol l'ditu. And then Echnami, Shabbos morning, right before the bris, you'll be mevato your rishos to the next chotzer. So they'll be allowed to carry the hot water from your chotzer into their chotzer. Oh, but right after the bris, v'nahadru inu, v'nevatlu leilamar. Let them, after the bris, be mevato their rishos to you, that you'll be allowed to now carry out again from your house into the chotzer. Why? The Omar Rav holds halacha, mevatlin, v'choizrin o mevatlin. And that's halacha like that. When you have two people living in the same chotzer, let's say, or here you have two different chatzerim, I'm allowed in the morning, be mevato my rishos to you. So right now in the morning, we look as if only you're living there, and you can carry from your house into the chotzer into my chotzer. And after you guys finish using the chotzer, then it changes around. You'll be mevato your rishos to me. So now it looks as if only I'm living here. And now I'm allowed to carry out from my house into the chotzer into the next chotzer. That's what Rav says. You could change around. I'll be mavato to you, and later you're mavato to me. So that's what the Rini asked Ravon. If you don't hold like Shmuel, so Bazoi, what? You have to take all your kelim out of your outer room. Today you shouldn't be take out in the afternoon. No, leave your kelim in the outer room. And in case you want to carry out in the afternoon, enichanami, go to the people in the other chotzer and tell them to mavato your rishus to you. So Rav answered back. Paho kishmuel thoroughly. As Rav answered back, in this machlokes, this punkt, I hold like Shmuel. The Omar ain mevatlin mechayzu mevatlin. That's what Rav says. Rav holds in this case that once I'm mevatel my rishus on Shabbos, I give up the right to use it, I can't get it back anymore. So therefore, Rav was makbid that before he was mevatel his rishus, he took out all his kelim from his outer room and made sure to put it into the inner room, because he shouldn't be over in Yisrael on Shabbos from carrying out from his house into the chotzer. Because there's no way to carry out once you mevatel it once, you can't get it back again. So Rashi, the Omer Rav, mevatlin mechayzun mevatlin. That's Rav Talocha. Shnayim hadorim bechotzer achas. Two people live in the same chotzer. Two apartments open up into the same chotzer. V'loy yirvu, they didn't make an erev chatzeris. Is mevatl zeh reshusel zeh ad sheyaseh tzrochov, until you do whatever you have to do, then the yachta zeh, v'yavatl zeh, you be mevatl your reshus to me, and I do what I want. Yeah. So he answered him back, Rav answered back, this much I don't hold like Rav, I hold like Shmuel in this punkt. But ain't mevatim becheiz mevatim. Fred the Gemara, how could you do that? The lab chod the taimu. Isn't these two svaris totally zeb zeh? The lab chod the taimu. My taimu ain't mevatim becheiz mevatim. What should be the svaro that once you mevatu your rishus, you gave up the rights to use the chotzer, you can't get it back anymore. Lav mishum the chivon the botle the rishus say once you gave up your rights to use the chotzer is a svaro like istalik lemi hocha legamri. Will look as if you're not in this chotzer anymore. It's as if you're in a different place. Your house now has no connection to this chotzer. We don't see you living in this chotzer. Memeila vehevel like a ben chotzer acheretz. It's considered as if you're living in another chotzer. And what's the svara then? Shmuel's svara is, v'yein bitter reshus mechotz lechotzer. That's no svara. Why, when you give up your reshus once, the other person can't be mevatla back to you? Look, we're only because you're from Shmuel's svara. That once you're mevatla, once you look like you're in another chotzer, and if you're in another chotzer, the locher is, ein mevatla mechotz lechotzer. From one chotzer to another chotzer, you can't be mevatla your reshus. So now Takasha and you Rava, hold, you could be mevatul, one chotzer to another chotzer. You are allowed to be mevatul your shoes. So once you can be mevatul your shoes from one chotzer to another chotzer, why can't you then be mevatul it back again later? Even though when you mevatul once, you consider like in another chotzer, so what? Even if I'm in another chotzer though, the next people, the other person, he could still be mevatul his shoes back to me. So, if you hold, you could be mevatel, mechotz lechotzer, you should have to hold, you could be mevatel, becherzim mevatel. Because those svar, why once you mevatel once, you can't do it, you can't get it back again, is because now you consider like in another chotzer. And the din is you can't be mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer. But if you're going to tell me, you rova hold like Rav, that you could be mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer, so v'zoi, once you mevatel in the morning, why can't in the afternoon let them be mevatel back to you again? Yeah. Mar nami loy nevatel. So b'zay monishrech. Behold, ein choizu mevatel. Cause you hold from one chotzer to another chotzer, you can't. So the kash and you rub it. Then even in the first place, then you can't be mevatel your reshus to the next chotzer because it's from one chotzer to another chotzer. And for the Gemara, no. And the Gemara, no. That's not the svarim. Hosam haynu taima. You know what the reason why we say once you give up your reshus once, you can't get it back again in the afternoon. the other people can be mavatal erishus back to you for nusvarim. Ki hechi de loyle heavy milsa the rabbonon ki chucha biatlula. It's a svara that the things the rabbonon tell us to do should not look like a joke. If you're going to tell me that in the morning I'm going to be mavatal my rishus to my neighbor, therefore we look as if in this chutzur only my neighbor is living here, he's allowed to carry off from his house into the chutzur. Then in the afternoon when he gets finished using it, he's going to mavatal his rishus back to me. It looks like now I'm the only one living in the chutzur. That looks like a joke. Like the monashah, who is living here? You can't say in the morning you're living there, in the afternoon I'm living there. That's a joke. So that's why Rav is moida that ain't mavatlin v'chaisin mavatlin. Once you mavatl once, you can't do it a second time, because that looks like a joke. But to do it once, you're allowed to be mavatl even from one chotzer to another chotzer. Therefore, Rav here, he was mavatl his chotzer to the next chotzer. Today, they're allowed to carry out his hot water from his chotzer to the next chotzer. That's mutter, you're allowed to do it. But later in the afternoon, it's not mutter for them to mavatl their chotzer back to me, because it looks like a joke. That's the svar boy. Not because you came in mavatl from one chotzer to another chotzer. Like Rashi says, Hosam, the enchazin mavatlim time alav mishum dehevuleke ben chotzer acheris. It's not because you look like in another chotzer. Ela mishum dolehevi milu de rabbonik echuchas choik, but at lulu letzonis. It shouldn't look like a joke in the left arm what you're doing. That's why he holds it's no good. So the Gemara gufa. Rav omar mevatlin vechazin mevatlin. That's the loche like that, that if you have two neighbors living in the same chotzer, so if they didn't make an erev chaseris, in the morning, one could be mevatel his rishus to his neighbor, providing they're both Jews, and your neighbor could use it. And then in the afternoon, he'll be mevatel his rishus back to you, and you could use it. That's Rav's din. Shmuel says, no, you can't be mevatel v'chayzim mevatlin. So the more, what's the machlokes now? Leima Rav Shmuel bleplukta de rabbonim v'Reb Elezer kamiflagi. Maybe this is a machlokes in the rabbonim and Reb Elezer shita. So Rashi says, what's this rabbonim and Reb Elezer? So Gemara, Rashi, Rav diyomek rabbonin. Rav goes that rabbonin shita. So Rashi diyomek b'mas disin that they say osur lahachnis lahoitzi loy fulohem. That when a person is mavatal his rishus to the other person living in the chotzer, you know what you mavatal? You're not only mavatal the right to use the chotzer. You're only mavatal the right to use the chotzer, but your house still belongs to you. So therefore, nobody's allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. The Yamri Maslitsin, they saw your house, also lahachnes lahoitzi loy v'lehem. You can carry out from your house into the chotzer, and your neighbor also can. Even though you're mavatl your rishus, you gave your rishus to your neighbor, it's only the pshat is in the chotzer, you gave up the right to use the chotzer. But a person doesn't give up the right to use his house. So therefore, your house still belongs to you. And the chotzer now, and the other person's house, belongs to the other person. So you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, because it's like from one rishus to another rishus. The Amri, because the Rabbonin say, Hamavato rishus chatzeroi, loy bit the rishus beiso. You're not giving up the right to use your house. Alma, what do we see here? Loy mistalak le legamri. The person doesn't take himself out of here altogether. Loy heve leke ben chotzer acheris. Therefore, you're not considered like another chotzer, and that's why you could be mavato a second time back. So that's Rav Svara. That Rav that says Mevatel v'chayzim Mevatlin, he holds like the Rabbonin. The Rav diyama k'Rabbonin. Rav holds like the Rabbonin Svara. That when a person is Mevatel gives up his right to use the chotzer, he only gives up the right to use the chotzer. His house, he's still living in his house. Therefore, he's still considered here in his spot. So maybe in the afternoon, the next neighbor can Mevatel his rishus back to you because you're still living here. Oh, Shmuel, I tell you, the Yomek Reb Lezer. Shmuel holds like Reb Lezer. So, Drash, what's Reb Lezer's forum? Drash Shmuel, Reb Lezer. The Yomek, Perak, Oysa, Pasum, Yad, before, they say, Mota, Lahachnes, Loitzi, Lohem. No, even from his own house, the other person is allowed to carry out and bring into. Why? Meyacha, Shebito, Rishusoi, the Rishus, Beisanami, Bito. It's a svarim. When you give up the right to use your chotzer, you're not only giving up the right to use the chotzer, you're giving up your right even to use your own house. So as if you're not here at all. So Melo, this whole house and your chotzer now only belongs to the other person. Therefore, the other person can carry out from his house into the chotzer, into your house. Because you're not considered in your house either. When you're mevatel your rishus, it's as if you gave up the right to live in your house also. So Melo, Shmuel holds that if you mevatel everything, you're not considered in this chotzer anymore. Therefore, once you're mevatel, you give up the right to use even your house, you're like out of here. So now the other person, he can't be mavatl his rishus back to you, because you blind like in another chutzer. You're someplace else. and we're going Shmuel Shitosa, he holds it can't be Mavato from one chatzah to another chatzah. So the moral say that's the Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. When a person is Mavato, gives up his right, is in Gesid out of here Lagamri, as if he's not even living in his house, that's Shmuel Svarim. And Rav holds, no, he is still living here, he's still in this house. It's only the Rishus and his chatzah he's giving up, that's all. So the Gemara name. At least the first Gemara now says this is not the Machloikas. Later on, we're going to see Rav Ashi says this is the Machloikas. Right now, the Gemara wants to be matzkin and say, no, maybe it's not the Machloikas. Omolach Rav, Rav could answer back, Anod the Yam Rafiluk to Rebbe Lezer. Rav will say, no, I go even according to Rebbe Lezer. Even Rebbe Lezer's svar is that when a person is Mavatl, is Rishus, he gives up the right to use his house even. Therefore, the other person could even carry into his house. But the svar is at kan loy kom Rebbe Lezer awesome that hamavato rishus chatzeroy rishus beisay bitul. When a person gives up the right to use his chotzer, he also gives up the right to use his house. Why? Mishum de babayis beloy chotzer ladariinshi. That's not the way to live. A person can't live in his house without using his front yard. So when you give up the right to use your front yard, it's a svar you're also giving up the right to use your house. That's all. So Melo, the other person now has the right to carry even into your house and to take things out of yours into the chotzer. Avul inyan is taluke. But if you want to ask me now, is this person mamish like in the Metzias out of here? Like he's not even in this chotzer anymore? Mi omar? That we don't say so much. Min avad in the Metzias, this person is still living in his house. He's still there. He's not going out of the house for Shabbos. It's only a svara that you gave up the right to use your house. You gave it up to your friend. So for Hilchus Erevim, we look as if your friend has a right to use your house. But Lamaisa, are you still in your house? Yes. We don't consider you like you're out of this chotzer. And now if your friend wants to be mevatel his rishus back to you, we say, no, it can't be, because you're not here anymore. So far we don't say, havad lamaisa, you're still living in your house. When you give up the right to use the house, it's only a svara, it's a shver svara dakam. Even though you're living in your house, but I'm giving up my rights to you as if to say I'm letting you also use my house. So Melo, we consider the house is yours now, but that's only that you can carry in and out. But lamaisa, I'm still here, so I'm still called the ben chotzer. Therefore, Rav says, if that person changes his mind now and wants to be mevatel his rishus to you, he could do it because he's still considered here. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says, Anod the Yam Rafilu Krabonin. I could even say my svara that you can't be mevatel back again, even according to Rabbonin svara. That Rabbonin said, when you mevatel your rishus, you only gave up your chotzer, not your house. And your house is still completely yours, and your friend can't carry out from your house into the chotzer. So you see, you're still a ben chotzer. So why does Shmuel say then that the other person can't be mevatel back to you again? Ah, you're still living in your house. Ad kan loy kami rabbanon hosem elo my de bottle bottle or the loy bottle loy bottle. Rabbanon svar is what you said, you said. What you didn't say, you didn't say. What did you say? You said I'm giving up the rights of my chotzer for you. That's all you said. More not. Your rights in your house, you didn't say I'm giving up to my friend. So the house like belongs to you, and your friend can't carry out from your house into the chotzer. Avo my de bottle, but I call upon him, whatever you did give up, so you should know, me you astalik legamri. Like from this chotzer now, you took yourself out of this chotzer. You said now I have no right to use this chotzer anymore. So since you took yourself out of the chotzer, according to Shmuel, it's like you're completely out of the chotzer. So Mel, if your friend now wants to be mevatel his rishus back to you, we consider you're not in this chotzer, you're living like in another chotzer, and that Shmuel Svarim, and the Rabbanim will never make a mevatel mechotz lechotzer. He can't be mevatel from his chotzer back to my chotzer. So the kids, each one, Rav and Shmuel, has their own svarim. Is it considered like you're really out of here? That's Shmuel Svarim. And Rav Svarim is, no, you're still here. Lamaisa, you're still living there. Even if you give up the rights for your house, but Lamaisa, you're still there, so therefore you can mevatel back to you. Omer Rav Achar Bar Chona, Omer Rav Sheshes, Kit Tanoi. I'll tell you, this is a machlokes Tanoim. Mi shenosan rishusoi. If somebody gave up his rights, mi shenosan rishusoi. It means I was mevato my rishus to the people. Right? There are three people living in the chotzer. One person forgot to make the erev, so on Shabbos he's mevato his rishus to the other people. Now vohoitzi, and by mistake on Shabbos this person was mevato his rishus started to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Is Bain B'Shoig, where they did it by mistake. Bain B'Mezid, where they really meant it. In other words, he wanted to be Chayzer, as if to say, I don't want to be Vatum HaRishus anymore. Oyser, Hitaka Asbazan, the B'nai Chotzer, they can't carry out anymore from their Rishus into the Chotzer. Because, Diver Rav Meir, Zelf Rav Meir. So who we want to say Rav Meir's svar is, that Mevatlin, the Chayzer, the Mevatlin. Even though this person first gave up his rights in the Chotzer, but now when he starts to use the Chotzer, it's a svar, he's Chayzer. You see, he could be Chayzer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. B'mezid oiser. If the person does the b'mezid, mashma, that everybody holds. If the Nazir, your mamma start to use the chotzer again, that's in the mitzvah, you're there. So you can't say now the other two people have a right to use the chotzer as if the third person is not here, because l'maisa b'mezid is carrying it onto the chotzer. If you do it b'mezid, that's ich a svara, we see you're living here right now. That's not a svara, you could be chayzer in your batolim. It's a svara like your batol is nothing, because l'maisa you're here. So that's a view of the svara, only if you do it b'mezid. B'mezid oyser. Or b'shegiv yani oyser. If by mistake you carry out from Yals into the chotzer, that doesn't mean anything according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Meir, even if you carry out b'shegeg, you also like that's considered like you were chayzer from your batola. So the more my love, b'ho kemiflugei. My love, isn't it like this, that this is the machlokes, b'ho kemiflugei. This is what the machlokes is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The ma'as sova mevatlin v'chayzer mevatlin. Rabbi Meir says, even though once you gave up your rishus, you have a right to take it back again. So even though you only came out b'shegeg, but b'shegeg looks as if you're taking back your rishus. Ma'as sova Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. Ain't mevatlin v'chayzin mevatlin. No, once you gave up your rishus, you don't have a right to get it back again. So if you only carried out b'shoigig, that doesn't mean anything. Enechnami, if you do it b'mezid, Rashi says, that's some svar. If you're there b'mezid, that's like l'mais and the mitzias, you're in this chotzer again. So that automatically breaks the heter. The kozman, you don't do b'mezid, we don't say you have a right to be chayzer. Like, ain't mevatlin v'chayzin mevatlin. Omer Rav Acher b'tachlifu mishmei d'rov. Loi, I'll tell you, maybe no, that's not the machloikis here. I tell you, the kula yam everybody could hold, ain mevatlin mechazin mevatlin. Maybe everybody holds that if you give up your rishus once to the other people, they don't have a right to give it back to you again. Once you gave up once, that's it. Rabbanim will never mesakin a second batolom that you can mevatlin back to me again. I was like, what's the machlokes here by shogeg then? For hochav de konsu, or some said Russian konsu, not really kenas here, it's like a gzeirum. And the main one that made a gzeirum of shogeg otu mezid kemiflugi. That's the machlokes. We make a kenas a gzeirum that if we'll be matu you to carry out still when the guy did a b'shogeg, maybe we'll be matu it even when he does a b'mezid. That mass of a konsu shogeg otu mezid. That's what Meir svarim. No, it's really, really, once your mevatel gave up your right to use this chotzer, you can't get your rishus back anymore. So if you just carry out b'shegeg, that's like nothing. It should still be mutter for the other people to use the chotzer. Why does Rav Meir say it's chotzer? It's a gzera. That if we be mutter when you do it b'shegeg, maybe there'll be mutter who would then when you do it b'mezid. And if this person that was mevatel his rishus b'mezid goes out and carries into the chotzer, that's like a mitzias. Now you are back in the chotzer. Now you're here. Even though I'm mevatlin, and even though I don't have a din to be chayzer anymore, but l'maiser I'm here. When I'm here, that zikha makes it us on the other people. So Rav Meir holds it's a gzeira like. Well, Masov Rav Yehuda holds loikon su shogeg otu mezid. No, we don't make this kenas. So Meila, when you only carry out the shogeg, that means nothing. Maybe it's like you want to be mevatel. You can't be mevatel yourself back. Kolzman, you don't carry out the mezid. We don't see you mamish living in the chotzer. Once you mevatel once, you can't get it back anymore. Melech Gemara says this is not the machlekes whether you could be mevatel or not. Yeah. So while we have no raya from here, even though lemaisa lalocha we do paskin like Rav that you could be mevatel v'chayzu mevatlin, even though you mevatel once, then later on in the day the other people could be mevatel back to you. Rav Ashi Yomer Vashi says this is back to the original machlekes. What's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? If you could be mevatel or not? Rav Shmuel beplukta the Rav Lezer Rabbanan kemiflugi. Rav Ashi liked the first terrorist that Murray wanted to say. You know what the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is? If once you mevatel, could you get it back again? So machlokes Rabbanan and Rav Lezer. That according to Rav Lezer, you only gave up your rishus in the chutzer. You didn't give up the rishus in the bayis. You're still considered here. If you're still considered here, that's why they can mevatel give you back your rishus. But according to the Rabbanan, we say, According to Rav Lezer, when you give up the Rishus in the Chotzer, you give up the Rishus in the Bayis also. Therefore, you're not considered here, you can't get it back again. But according to the Rabbonin, if you only gave up the rights to use the Chotzer, that's all. The rights to use your house, you still have it. If you still have a right to use your house, we look as if you're still living here. If you're still here, then the next Chotzer could be Mavatlet back to you again. They could give you back your Rishus, because we still look as if you're here. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa B'tzduki Yechot Shoyedari Mono. This goes back to the Mishnah. The end part of the Mishnah, let's look at the Mishnah again. Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the Perek, this is on Daf, or Samach Aleph and Mabez. Again, the Mishnah just said, a cloud was again, Hadarim Akmi V'liv with the Goy, the Chotzer, Oyemi Shein Amoydeberim, or you live with the Kusi, Hareza Oysrolov, a Goy asks on you, and the only eights you have is only to rent from a Goy. A goy has no right to mevatel his rishus to you. There's no takon of bittul by a goy.
What Goy's only Yetzer is to rent his Rishus to use the Chotzer. And then we're going to write them that Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel says, the fourth line here, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa B'Tzduki Yechad, was a Maisa with a Tzduki. Now a Tzduki L'chur is like a Machal Shabbos. A Tzduki is somebody that's not Makabal Teresh Abapir. He only keeps Teresh Abiksav the way it says, and he's not Makabal Teresh Abapir. So Mel, he's a Jew. So Mel, he's not a Goy. So a Tzduki has a middle halacha. He has a halacha, you can make an Erev with him because he's a Machal Shabbos. But I call upon him, he could be mevatel his rishus to you. So, Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa b'tzduki yechad, shoya dari monu, b'movi, b'yushalayim. He was living with us in the Movi in Yerushalayim, one tzduki. Now, v'yom alona abba, my father told us, mi arova hoitzi yasakelim l'movi. You should know, the answer is, let the tzduki be mevatel his rishus to us. Now, after the tzduki is mevatel his rishus, first, so Amalano Abba, Miro Vahitzi as a Kalim, the Movi, go take out your Kalim into the Movi, Achela Yaitzi Vyasr Lechem, before the Tzduki is like Chayzer and changes his mind and wants to take back his Bittel. So according to this Pshat is that when the Tzduki was Mavatl his Rishus, if we didn't do anything, didn't start using the Movi, he has the right to be Chayzer. Tzduki the next minute can say, I have Chazara, I don't want to give up my rights in the Chotz, I want to use the Chotz still. And then it'll be also for us to carry out from our house into the Chotzer. So the Eitzer was fast, we should go and use the Chotzer. Mashma, once we use the Chotzer, the Yidin go out and carry from the house into the Chotzer, then the person can't be Chotzer anymore. Now the Tzduki can't be Chotzer from his Batola, it'd be Mutter. That's Pshat and Reb Meir, that's the first sheet to hear. We have Yehudu, Reb Yehudu say a little different. If you don't have a Lashon Acher, Mi Haru V'yotzo Sachechem, the father said, first do whatever you have to do b'movi. Ach la yotze v'yasr lechem. Before the Tzduki comes back and offers on you. Because if Yehuda holds, even though we went and used the Chotzer, we took our Kelim out of our house into the Movi, after the Tzduki was Mavatla to us, still the Tzduki could be Chayzer on his Batolim. Whenever the Tzduki changes his mind and says, I want to use his Chotzer again, he could be Chayzer. So Mel, the Yetzer is, first do whatever you have to do before the Tzduki changes his mind. That's the machlokes from Mei and Abiyud in the Mishnah. When the Tzduki was Mavatl his Rishus, and then we went and used the Chotzer, can the Tzduki be Chayzer or not? Reb Meir says, no, he can't. And if Yehuda holds, yes, he could be Chayzer. No, well, that's the Tanakam. It's a Shaila, what was the Maisa was? That Reb Meir is saying that's the way he learned this Maisa, and if Yehuda is saying that's the way he learned this Maisa. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see if in the Gemara. So the Gemara now. Tzduki, Eshtim, Sprat, the Gemara, Tzduki. Again, Amr Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa, Tzduki, Yechashere, Darimono. For the Gemara, Tzduki, Mandachashmei. Who's talking about Tzduki in the Mishnah? The Mishnah starts talking about a Goy, and a Mishain, the Moidaber, which is a Kusi. Who's talking about Tzduki? And the Gemara Chasura Mechs of Ochitoni, something's missing, this is the way it should be in the Mishnah. Tzduki, that somebody that's not Makabal Teresh about him, is a Reyu Kenochri. He has a regular din like a Goy. What does a Goy mean? That he can't make an Erev with us, and the only way is only to rent off the Rishus of a Tzduki. Rabbi Gamliel Lamanor, Rabbi Gamliel holds not like that. Tzduki ain't a Kenochri. Tzduki is not called like a Goy. Like we're saying now, Tzduki has a right to be Mavatl his Rishus to us. It's true, a Tzduki is not like Yisrael. He can't be Ma'ariv in the Erev Chatzeris. It's not enough he can give a pass by us. If somebody's a Mechal HaShavz of a Hesiyon, he can't put into the Erev. But our Koponim, he could be Mavatli, is Rishus to us. So that's the Lach, a Tzduki ain't a Kenochri. We'll soon see about a Mechal HaShavz, we'll soon see on the next Gemara. The Yom HaRam Gamliel. Now, Maisib Tzduki Yechud Shoyedari Manu B'movik, Yerushalayim. There was one time we had a lot of Jews living there, and one Tzduki was there also. The Yom HaLonu Abba, my father told us, Mi Aru first, for Hoitzi as a Kalim the Movi, start using the Movi, take out your Kalim, Achla Yoitzi until the Tzduki changes his mind and also uses the Movi. The Yasser Alechim. Yeah, that's the Yetzer. So once we use it first, then the Tzduki can't be Chayzer anymore. For the Gemara Kasha, for Atani, we learned in Abraisa, Hadarim Nochri Tzduki by Susi, or by Susi, that's also a type of a Tzduki, someone that's not Makabal Teresh about him. Is Hare Elu Oisrim Alov, the Yasser on us. So this Satanya is not a kashra, it's just a raya. That the Tanakama holds that a Tzduki is mamish like a goy. But Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Tzduki, by Susi, ain't no Yisrim, no. A Tzduki is not like a goy. He does not answer on us to say that the only Yetzer is to make a Tzchirus rent off him. No, there's another Yetzer by Tzduki. A Tzduki could be Mavatl his Rishus to us. or Maisa, the same Maisa happened again, but Sduki Yechud, Shredar Im Rabbi Gamliel, Bemovi, Yerushalayim, the Yomel Hem Rabbi Gamliel, Lebon Rabbi Gamliel told his children, Veni, Mi Aru Vahoitzi Ma Shatem Moitzin, Vechnisu Ma Shatem Achnisin, Achla Yoitzi Ateva Zer, Vyasar Alechem, Shere Bitu Rishus Lechem, Divir Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. In other words, that once the Tzduki was Mavatl, his Rishus to us, so we have a right to carry out, and we should first carry out before the Tzduki changes his mind. That's the way Reb Meir learned Pshat the Maaser. Reb Yehuda learns, no, that wasn't the Maaser. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Beloshen Acheres. Reb Gamliel told his children like this, Miharu first, V'yosu Tzorcheichem B'movin, Achelet Techshach. But this Pshat is Friday, before Shabbos, carry out whatever you have to into the Mavid, do whatever you want to. V'yasar Aleichem, because as soon as it comes Shabbos, you should know the Stuki is going to ask on you. So according to this Pshat, Mashmut Stuki can't be Mavat Lizvashus to us, according to this Pshat. The Eitzah was on Friday, before Shabbos, do whatever you have to do. Because once it's going to come Shabbos, you should know it's going to be Yasser. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learned Pshat in this Maisa. We'll soon see the Gemara against the Kasha, the Mishnah is not Mashmi like that. The Mishnah's Mashmi just said use it before the Goy is Chayzer, before the Zduki is Chayzer. But Mashma, before he's Chayzer, you could use the Movi. But where this Rabbi Yehuda's Geres is the Pshat, no. A Zduki can't be Mavat Lizrishus. And once it becomes Shabbos, it'll be Yosef for us to carry out. So the Maisa was carry out everything on Friday. Om Amar, we've learned before, Hoitziyoy Mashete Moitziyim. That he told him, carry out whatever you want to. Vechnisu mashata machnisim. Achlo yoitzi atoivo azer v'yasro lechim. Before the Tzduki changes his mind. Lemein ro lechura, even according to Ramei, you're telling me, the chimafki inu, that if first the Yisrael carry out. Vaho da mafik iu lo yosar. And then the Tzduki changes his mind, it doesn't open anymore. That was the eighth according to Ramei. First, on the beginning of Shabbos, the Jews go carry out into the Movi, and once we use the Movi, then the Zduki can't be Chayzer anymore. That's where Meir Shita.